silence and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded from discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, use the instant message facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. Members should ensure their cameras are switched on when speaking. Cameras should also be switched on when a vote is being taken. And just to remind members, it's a Q if you want to ask a question, P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. And please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If two councillors propose at the same time, the person who proposed first will be taken as the proposer, and the person who proposed second will be recorded as the seconder. So I suppose firstly, Sarah, can you advise of any apologies this evening?
Yeah, we have apologies from councillors Doran and McAvoy.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. Any other additional apologies from the floor?
Chair. Can I give apologies on behalf of Marie Ward and Michael Lipset, please?
Thank you, Dreena. Anything else from anybody?
No, Billy Walker is, Councillor Walker is not here tonight.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you.
Councillor Trainor and Gallagher.
Thank you, Pete. Okay, so I suppose upon opening tonight, I would like to do so by paying tribute to James Savage, a former SDLP councillor in the legacy Nurien Mooren District Council. James represents the Fuse DEA from 1977 to 1997, so 20 years of service to his local community. James sadly passed away this month, and whilst I didn't know James personally, I know the fondness that exists in the SDLP and wider community for James to this day. He'd been a chair of the previous council, a farmer, and a strong background in the GAA, and indeed campaigned strongly for improved sports facilities in the district. So our thoughts are with his family and friends following his passing. I would now want to praise the continued success of the rollout of our COVID-19 vaccination programme and also encourage those citizens in our district who are offered the vaccine to take it. This is our biggest tool in terms of our recovery from the pandemic, and I look forward to my call in the not too distant future. Thirdly, I want to welcome the recent announcement of the £2.69 million funding boost to Castlewell and Forest Park. This very significant cash injection was secured in recent weeks from the National Lottery Heritage Fund. This will create a destination which protects the heritage of Castlewell and Forest Park for future generations, whilst also providing opportunities for local people and visitors to learn more about the stunning landscape. I want to again express my sincere thanks to the members of the Task and Finish Board that have supported the project and the development of the project since 2015. I've been on the board from day one, and with me living in Castlewell, and this project does hold a very special place in my heart, and I look forward to the delivery of the project as it will generate local economic, social and environmental benefits. And I suppose just also to take the opportunity to thank Aving, along with every other council employee and officer who were involved in the pitch to the Heritage Lottery. This was extremely well done and the height of professionalism. The level of detail and work that went into getting the project this far made me extremely proud as chair of this council. And just this morning, actually, I had the opportunity, along with Dr. Salary Montgomery, to show Minister Poots around the park and to thank his department for their contribution to this very exciting project. Lastly, I also note that Colm Jackson, our Assistant Director here within Council's father, passed away last month. So I want to pass on my sympathies and that of our Council to Colm and his family at this very difficult time. Now, in terms of tonight, I received a request for an emergency notice of motion. As this motion was received outside of time, it will require the suspension of a standing order and the vote of 80% of those present voting to allow this motion to be heard. So you should all have been circulated with the wording of the motion. So as usual, folks, we will wait until all the other business has been dealt with, and I will then hand over to either Doreen or Sarah, who will go for a recorded vote. And if more than 80% vote in favour of the suspension, the motion will be heard. If that number isn't reached, it won't be. But as you can all see, we've got a very lengthy agenda in front of us this evening before we get to that point, so I appreciate your cooperation. So in terms of moving on tonight, do we have any declarations of interest?
Chair, yes. An agenda item number six, ART, under the SLA agreements, as a member of the East Border Region Board, I would have to declare an interest and withdraw from the debate at that stage. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, Terry, thank you very much. Sorry, Barr, I'm just noticing there you had a quick comment.
Thanks, Chair. Look, I wasn't going to hold the whole thing up. It was just to acknowledge the passing of James Savage. You know, as a fellow Newtown man, and I believe he played for Newtown in the early days, uncle of the chairman of the county board, Mickey Savage, as well. So he'll certainly be missed by the Gaels all around the county, and I just want to echo your sentiments on that. Thanks, Chair, for letting me in.
Chair, can I declare an interest in items 24 and 25, please?
Yes, thank you, Drina. Thank you for that as well. Barra, Councillor Hannah, you have a point of information?
Would it be the time, Chair, to raise a point on the emergency motion there on the code of conduct, or would it be better waiting to the start of the emergency motion?
If we wait, what's it about, Councillor Hannah?
It's just on a declaration of conflict of interest. Just on that particular motion, I know that there was a number of the Sinn Féin councillors there attended at the particular funeral there that the motion is about. Because they attended that funeral, would they be eligible to take part in the debate or even?
Yeah, I get where you're going with that, Councillor, and I'm going to cut you off. Obviously, if members have a declaration of interest to declare, it's up to them to do it themselves. There's nothing in standing orders that would allow me to dictate to any member in terms of declaring an interest. We all, at this point in this virtual chamber, should be aware of what our responsibilities are within the code of conduct. So if a member within whatever party wants to declare an interest, it's up to them to do so. So we're going to move on, Glenn, if that's okay.
That's okay.
Move on then to the action sheet, and we're going to go through that for accuracy. We have 6 pages in terms of accuracy. So we can go through page 1, 2,
Chair, can I?
3, 4, 5, and 6. Do we have a proposer for accuracy under the action sheet? Proposed by Councillor Owen. Thank you. A seconder. Councillor Andrews. Okay. Do we have matters arising? Okay, we intend to move on then to the minutes of the council meeting on the 1st of March. In terms of accuracy, we have 13 pages. So page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 and 13. We have a proposer there from Councillor Stokes and second by Councillor O'Meara. Thank you. Any matters arising from the council meeting? Okay. If we can move on into the special meeting, which was held on the 22nd of March. In terms of accuracy, page 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. Do we have a proposer for the special meeting? Councillor Owen, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Savage, thank you. And with any matters?
Sorry, Chair, Councillor Owen wasn't at the special council meeting.
Oh, okay. Apologies, Catherine. Thank
sorry,
you.
Sorry, forgive me about that. My mistake.
Don't worry, Councillor Savage, we can take you as a second. And then Councillor Andrews to second. Thank you very much. Okay. Any matters arising? Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, Chair, it's actually just in relation to when the next date for the Trust to attend a special council meeting will be. It's in line with the question that I had asked to particularly the South Eastern Trust around services being restored before the June date, which they said not. I think it would be really useful that we do continue to pressure the Trust in re-delivering the services that were there before COVID, if we have a date for when the Trust will next be attending special council.
Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. Can I check with Sarah or Doreen? Is it every 6 months or is it?
Yeah, so the next date would be the end of October usually. Now, we can, if councillors need to, we can ask for further meetings during the year, but at this stage, it's probably set up for the end of October.
Chair, if I can come back in, I think given the plan that they submitted to the minister only covers for the next period of time, I think it would be extremely useful to bring that October date forward by a couple of months so we know what is the plan for the remaining year. October is quite a long time away. I don't know if I need to propose that we pull that meeting forward to... There's no meeting in July, is there, sir? Typically, so
we don't normally have a special council in July, no.
Okay, so if we can bring it forward to June or August, depending on the trust availability, then.
Okay, and then that's been seconded there by Councillor Owen. Is that okay, sir? Can we take that action forward then? Thank you, Gareth. Thank you, Catherine.
Thanks, Chair.
Okay, so in terms of matters arise, anything else in the special council meeting, we can attempt to move on. Okay, if we move on to the ERT committee, dated the 8th of March, in terms of accuracy, page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 and 12. Okay, in terms of accuracy, proposal there from Councillor Burgess, thank you, and seconded by Councillor Stokes, thank you. In terms of matters arising, Councillor Rowan, you wanted in at that point?
Yeah, sure, thanks. I just want to speak on the Warren Point Baths proposal that's on that. I mentioned at the last meeting that this facility now was closed down by the Legacy Murray and Warren Council, going on 25 years. We have a plan information sitting there as a council that we have not enacted. And this proposal allows us to go forward with that development. It's long overdue. The Baths has become an eyesore on Orne Point seafront, on the town and on Carlingford Lock. We now have before us the opportunity for this council for the first time to do something with that bath in a quarter of a century. It is an absolute eyesore. It has fallen into complete disrepair. It's even at the stage now where we can't even allow the East Coast Adventure Centre potentially to use it because of the disrepair that is in it. The proposal that we have before us is covers a lot of the issues that are raised with people in the town about bringing it back into use, allowing it to be used on, as an area for people to sit on the seafront to have a picnic, whatever it may be. It also allows for the potential for retail, etc. We now have an opportunity to approve this here tonight to allow our officials to go forward to look for potential funders, be that from Peace Plus, Shared Prosperity Fund, Tourism NI, whatever that may be, to go ahead with a business case and an economic appraisal to bring this forward. I do know that there is funding opportunities coming forward in the not too distant future that will be able to fund shovel-ready projects with plan and permission on them. So I am delighted that we finally have this before today tonight, and I would ask all councillors to think long and hard that they do not oppose this proposal tonight, and that we get it across the line, and once and for once we actually get the development of Warren Point Baths. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Michael. Councillor Riley.
Thanks very much, Madam Chair. Sorry, I had my speaker off there. It was just on the Brexit issue that we discussed, and I think we actually preempted the Brexit issue by meeting too early because nothing had actually changed because of the UK government unilaterally setting aside aspects of the protocol. But at that meeting, Madam Chair, I was extremely concerned to hear about one of the EU representatives at Warren Point Docks actually bawling out one of our council staff over being inefficient. And I think that is totally unacceptable, Madam Chair. I think that if it was one of our staff being a bin lorry driver or in a leisure centre or anywhere, we would not accept that. And I actually done some checking out on it. And it turns out that they are not allowed to interfere with our staff. Under the protocol, all they can do is monitor how the UK authorities, being Newry and Morne and Down and Deira, actually implement the protocol. So I think we should actually write to the Joint Committee and tell them, look, fair enough, you have to be there at the present time, but if you are there, you do not abuse or insult or talk to our staff in a nasty way under any circumstances. We just can't accept that, Chairman.
Sorry, Councillor, I don't see anything what you're referring to there in the actual council. Maybe ask you to take that up with Owen Devlin, maybe off the meeting separately, and see where he can go with that
Madam
issue.
Chair, I think this is such a serious issue that we should actually write collectively as a council to the Joint Committee and just advise them that while we'll cooperate and do our work as we have to under the legislation, we're not going to take any abuse of any of our staff, no matter who it is. We wouldn't accept it from the general public, and we can't accept it from an EU representative. Just not on, Madam Chair.
Yeah. Oh, okay, Henry, thank you for that. Certainly, Doreen is sitting here beside me. We can see about looking into that allegation. That seems quite serious, and taking things from there. Okay, thank you, Henry. Can we move on then? Councillor McAteer, you were looking in next there.
Yes, Chair, thank you. Yeah, and Chair, it's on page number 6. Again, I was the item touched upon there by Councillor Luan. I agree with 98%, 99% of what Councillor Luan is saying in terms of doing something with the baths and not letting the baths stagnate again. We had a bit of a debate and a vote, of course, at the ERT committee, which I didn't entirely agree with. So I would like to, again, reiterate our commitment to warm pine baths. But what I would suggest and propose is, in order to make the best use of the consultancy team that we agreed with at the ERT committee, that they include in their business case appraisal and economic appraisal the inclusion of the bathing facility, which is still within the current building. I think it would be a terrible waste of time and opportunity if they weren't at least to look at that and make an appraisal as to how that could be brought back into use. The tag is in every day in it and comes out again. Very little work need to be done on it. That in combination with what is already proposed and elements of what are proposed could make definitely something that would be a pleasure actually to receive at an ERT committee meeting, that we would make a decision either one way or the other on a choice of proposals. So I think that would be a much more comprehensive use of consultants' time and money. And I also think it would give the public a better understanding of what potential warm pine baths could have going forward for use in terms of our own local use, or even the visiting tourism, people that come to our area. So that's my proposal, Chair.
Okay, Declan. So essentially, the inclusion of a bathing facility in the future, options for the development of the baths.
Yes, when the proposed consultants carry out the work, that they would look at that element that is already there and see how that could be best worked. Okay. In an economic manner into the whole thing. Don't forget that what was on the table at the moment has been rejected by the public in terms of their interest. No one came forward. Nobody was interested. Basically, it is a failure. So we agree with Councillor Rowan. We need to look at options. But I do certainly believe in the context of where people want to use now the open sea bathing, excuse me, and fresh water for swimming. I think a safe opportunity to do that probably throughout the year is something that shouldn't be passed up on.
Absolutely, you definitely couldn't agree with you more. There's a few speakers looking in there. Pete, are you coming in on the same issue of warm point baths?
No, as you can see, Chair, I had issues with chat, so I just wanted to hit that to try and start the chat again. I couldn't see anybody's comments. I'm not coming in.
Okay, no bother at all. Councillor Riley, you were in next there.
Madam Chair, as I explained at ERT when this issue came up, I actually support Councillor Rayan's analysis. I've seen all these various plans and proposals coming up for those baths over the years, and this is the first time that we've got actually something on the table that couldn't be worked on. And there are different funding bodies that would work with it. So not to condemn Councillor McAteer's point of view, but I've heard that so many times, and that's why I believe in this instance Councillor Rhiannon is right, and I would agree with him. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Henry. Councillor Anna, see you're in next, or you've already been in, so I'll come back to you if that's okay. Councillor McKevitt?
Yeah, I formally second Declan's proposal. I think to keep everything on the table, it's very, very important that those that maybe can't swim in the sea but would like to can do so in the confined space of the bath, and that opportunity shouldn't be missed by council. And I would prefer to keep the swimming at the baths open for more discussion. And it doesn't matter how long this has been. In fact, I can remember the first time round in council where this is being discussed as well, about the baths. And yes, it was neglected, but that doesn't make two wrongs don't make a right, or two rights don't make a wrong. It has to be kept on the table as far as I'm concerned, that when all options are considered more. I think the popularity, particularly over the last couple of the last 12 months for people swimming in the sea, etc., has been second to none, and it's great to be able to see it. And the health benefits around it that people are saying, do you know what I mean, as well. I think there would be an opportunity there for those with disabilities to be able to do it in a confined space like the baths. There's open opportunities there for that to be considered. So I think, yeah, definitely I'll be supporting Councillor McAteer's proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Well, it's been said there's a couple of other people looking in there. Councillor Clark, is your query regarding Warren Point Baths?
No, it's a different one. Sure.
Okay, can I come back to you? What about you, Mark? Councillor Gibbons, is yours regarding Warren Point? Or?
Yes, Chair, it's regarding Warren Point. I'm just trying to get my camera turned on here. Yeah, it's regarding Warren Point Baths. Yeah, I was just fully support Councillor Rand's proposal. This is, being a Warren Point man myself, and ever since I was a young fellow watching this can being kicked down the road, especially with the SDLP, it really sticks with me that there's always this renewed vigour to do something about Warren Point Baths, as it has sat and rot since, well, 1985 was when it closed. And I see Councillor McAteer banging on the table and making sure that something is done with it. At the end of the day, we've got to a point now where it is in awful condition. We have let this bath sit and rot for decades. So I fully support Councillor Rowan's proposal. If there's any glimmer of hope that anything could be done regarding Declan McAteer's comments, yes, so be it. But first and foremost, try to save the structure, the building itself, and see what can be done in the future.
Thank you for that, Councillor. If we go back then, I think Councillor Rowan, you wanted back in there briefly.
Yeah, sure. I wouldn't be agreeing to anything that deviates from the proposal as with the planning permission that we have on this structure. What I would say too is I know nothing about open sea bathing, but I think it's in the name. It's open sea bathing. That means people go out onto the shore in Warren Point and they do their open sea bathing, as you can see every evening, every afternoon, and every morning in Warren Point on a daily basis, people are going ahead and doing that there. They have areas within the town where they get that sorted for them. It's already been said, this is falling into disrepair. This is actually a nice sore on the town. We as a council should be ashamed of it. It is our facility. We as a council are actually pushing other business owners in the town to do something with theirs, while we sit with the most prominent feature in the town and do absolutely nothing. I am not going to deviate from what the planning permission is that we have within this proposal that's going forward, that stops us or holds it up or stagnates the proposal anymore. So I'm sticking with the proposal.
That's fine, Councillor Rowan. Okay, so we have a proposal on the floor from Councillor McAteer that was seconded by Councillor McKevitt that we need to put to a vote. Declan, do you want to give one comment before that goes to a vote? It's been proposed and seconded.
Yeah, Chair. Yeah, I mean, again, we're like a recorded vote, but I am, I'm a bit bemused by Councillor Gibbons' comments, to be honest with you, because at the meeting in for the master plan in December of last year, his words were, I might not have agreed with you 3 months ago about the retention of the bathing facility in Warren Point Baths, but I would agree with you now. And I wanted to be placed on the master plan's agenda as a priority for Warren Point. Those were the words of Councillor Gibbons. He now seems to have changed his mind once again. So I would like to have some sort of clarity from him of why he keeps changing his mind as often as the tide goes in and out of Warren Point, Carlingford Lough.
Okay, we're playing ping pong back and forward here. Mark, you can come back in with one line, then we're putting this proposal to a vote.
No, I just come back there with Declan. Look, Declan's been about a very long time. Him and his party, Declan himself, has been associated and connected with Warren Point Baths only because of the lack of interest. They've gone through the revolving door of elections and they can't continue to walk past Warren Point Baths on every election. So it sticks with me when there's always these passionate pleas for something to be done. I'm sure Declan McAteer will be the first one to get a photograph taken if the tide falls in. If the Baths falls into the tide tomorrow morning, he'll be the first one pointing at the rubble saying, sure, why was there never anything done?
Okay,
so, Declan, I fully support the proposal of Councillor McAteer or of Councillor Rowan, and we need to get the ball rolling immediately.
Okay, thank you, Mark. We've got a proposal from Councillor McAteer, second by Councillor Savage, and a recorded vote called for. And can I maybe hand over to either Sarah or Dorina for the recorded vote, if possible?
Yeah, it's myself. Councillor Andrews?
For Councillor McAteer's amendment, 4.
Councillor Brown?
Abstain.
Councillor Burgess?
Abstain.
Councillor Burton?
4.
Councillor Casey?
Against.
Councillor Clark?
Against.
Councillor Kern?
For McAteer's proposals.
Councillor Devlin?
4.
Councillor Dorn is absent. Councillor Enright is absent. Councillor Finnegan?
Against.
Councillor Gallagher is absent. Councillor Gibbons?
Against.
Councillor Hanlon?
Against.
Councillor Hannah?
4.
Councillor Hart?
Against.
Councillor Howell?
Against.
Councillor Larkin?
Against.
Councillor Lewis?
Abstain.
Miss?
Against.
Councillor Malone?
Against.
Councillor Mason?
Against.
Councillor McAteer?
Four.
Councillor McAvoy's absent. Councillor McKee?
Abstain.
Councillor McKevitt?
4.
Councillor McMurray?
Abstain.
Councillor Mulgrew?
Against.
Councillor Murphy?
Against.
O'Hare?
Against.
Councillor O'Murray?
Against.
Councillor Owen?
4.
Councillor Riley?
Against.
Councillor Rowan?
Against.
Councillor Savage?
4.
Councillor Sharvin?
4.
Councillor Stokes?
4.
Councillor Taylor?
Abstain.
Councillor Tinley?
Against.
Councillor Traynor is absent and Councillor Walker is absent. So that's 11 for, 18 against and 6 abstentions.
Thanks very much, Sarah, for doing that. Okay, so that their proposal then has fallen. So we're back to the actual minutes as they stand on our papers tonight. If we're happy to move on, then I think Councillor Clark, you were looking in next on a different matter.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. It's just in regards to the Donard Forest, SLA agreement we have with the Mourne Heritage Trust. I think at the meeting, at the ERT meeting, we discussed in detail about the valuable resource that Donard Forest is, and the neglect that has been managed in at present for one of the main gateways into the Mournes, to treat it in such a way where there's no management, very little management whatsoever, maybe a litter, maybe once a month. It's totally unacceptable for such, as I say, it's the main gateway in the Mournes up to Slieve Donard. There's issues about parking, there's issues about signage, there's issues about litter. And at the ERT meeting that we had agreed that we'd bring some sort of paper back, and that we would have a discussion in regards to how, you know, Donard Forest is going to be managed before the Gateway project is brought about. You know, so the Gateway project is a couple of years away, so we just can't wait a couple of years. We need to manage this area in a sustainable way. I brought a motion in regards to Donard Domains. I've seen nothing of it. I don't know where it went to, that the council lease Donard Domains as part of the Donard Forest and the Gateway project. So I would like some answers from some officers in regards to what's happening here, you know.
Thank you for that, Councillor Clark. Just when you started speaking there, I just think I didn't see that in the agenda to declare an interest as a board member in Mourne Heritage Trust. So in terms of your actual, I thought that whenever you were speaking, it's just the alarm bells would be in terms of declaring that. Thank you. In terms of that proposal, was that sitting, where did that go to, Willie? Did it go to AHC, do you recall? Or was it ERT?
As I said, it was at ERT, Laura, and we agreed. As I said, the motion was taken forward that the council would lease Donard Domain in the Woodland. It's important, as other people have mentioned, about outdoor spaces and, you know, and as council, you know, reviews their strategies and, you know, how we move forward as a council, how we best serve the community we are elected to represent. Outdoor activities is the main area we need to be focusing on. So I asked that, alongside the service level agreement, that we had a discussion with Forestry Service and also in regards to the Ansley Estate, that we take over the management of the Donard Domains, and I made that proposal at the meeting.
No bother. Okay, thanks for that, Willie. Connor, are you on the call? Can you maybe give us a wee update in terms of where that proposal was and where that what the update is?
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, as you know, we're doing a piece of work around visitor management plans for the Mourns in relation, linked and aligned with the Gateway project. And I'm happy to include this as an element within that visitor management plan for the wider Mourne area. And I can pick up on the notice of motion and the direction that we have been given from council, outside the meeting with Councillor Clark to move that forward to ensure that that's included and fully considered within the piece of work that we are commissioning in the next couple of weeks.
That's right, Laura and Connor, thanks.
Thanks, that Connor. Connor, if I could be included in that as well, that'd be great. Because I know Willie and I receive the same issues in terms of Newcastle. That's brilliant. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Do we have any other matters arising from the ERT minutes? Are we content? Okay. If we can move on then to the SPNR committee meeting on the 11th of March. If we can go through for accuracy, first of all, page 1, page 2, page 3, 4, 5, 6. And 7. We have a proposal from Councillor Sharvin. Do we have a seconder for accuracy? Seconder, Councillor Hannah. Thank you, Una. If I can maybe ask you to bring Doreen in at this point for an update.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. Councillors, we're asking you tonight not to ratify the decision of SPNR. It's the decision SPNR 44-2021 on page 4, terms and conditions of staff working at Warm Point Port, but instead to defer this decision and a further paper will be brought to the April SPNR meeting.
Thank you for that, Dorina. Okay, so in terms of matters arising, and Councillor Stokes, you're in first there.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Chair, it's at the meeting, Councillor Savage raised a point in relation to neural regeneration. Chair, you will be aware that we as a council have been in discussions with Newry Cathedral Parish in relation to the gardens behind the cathedral and our new proposed new council offices behind Newry Cathedral. Now, some councillors, maybe not all councillors, will not be aware the church this week have come out completely against, the parish have come out completely against the proposal, which is very sad. But both the coming out against the council office themselves and any proposal in relation to the gardens. Now, I suppose our officers certainly were in positive discussions, Chair, with the parish, and it's unfortunate we find now that it's completely the opposite is the case. And I understand that the meeting was given out at Mass during Holy Week, encouraging the congregation to complete the consultation against the proposals, and indeed was in the parish bulletin, the Easter parish bulletin. So, Chair, I suppose two things. I think it's important, and I have written to Mr. Mullen, but I do think, to try and get to the resolution to this and hopefully get something positive, Chair, that we would invite the parish. Now, they may not want to come, but we at least issue the invitation that the parish representatives would meet with the full program board, and we would have a chance to discuss any options going forward, Chair, and get a way out of that. And I think that will be important, Chair. And I also think maybe it would be useful, Chair, if the minutes of those discussions were circulated with the project board members. Chair, I'd like to make that as a proposal, Chair. Thank you.
Hello, Chair, can I come in, please?
Sorry, who's that?
Gavin Malone or something.
Sorry, Gavin, we've got a list here. If you can put your comment into the chat box, there are a few people there in front of you. So, Councillor Stokes, that obviously, as my understanding, is that's an agenda item on the project board for next Tuesday to be discussed by the project board. So don't open this up in terms of a whole debate right now.
I think second guy's proposal.
Sorry, Councillor Malone, you need to use the chat box because see, actually, there are Councillor Taylor's already seconded the proposal. Pardon?
There's something wrong with my laptop, so I'm looking at the second Gary's proposal. I completely agree with what Gary's saying. It looks like we've been misled.
Sorry, Councillor, I appreciate your comments, but just we've got a wee queue of people here in to speak. Councillor Taylor's in there and seconded the proposal already. Councillor Mulgrew, you wanted in there to comment?
Yes, thank you very much, Chair. I just want to make a comment. I know Councillor Stokes sent an email to one of our council officers last week, and I'm sure it was an oversight on his behalf, but he forgot to include myself and his party colleague as the two co-chairs of the programme board, and indeed the only other Sinn Féin representative and a regular church goer in the Newry Cathedral, that is Charlie Casey. I'm sure that was an oversight. Because this is all about inclusion and keeping everyone on board. As a result of that, the co-chairs of the programme board offered to meet with the parish to discuss any issues that they had prior to our programme meeting next week. Now, it would appear that Councillor Savage has rejected that offer of a meeting, and I'm not entirely sure why, because I just feel that that's about muddying the water. Because the bottom line here is that the councillors of this council make the decisions. And by meeting the councillors that are on the programme board, they don't need to meet officers. We are the ones that have instructed the officers to go and do their job. Now, I'm quite happy as an individual and a member of Sinn Féin to meet with the parish council based on the knowledge that we have instructed our officers to go and do their job. That offer was declined. Councillor Stokes has rejected that offer. Now, there are serious governance issues regarding taking individual stakeholders into the programme board, and we need to get clarity on that, because we will hold this project up forever if we are going to continually take individual stakeholders, because all stakeholders are equal. And the real shame here is that that garden belongs to the people of Newry, as does the church. And I think it's an awful shame that that garden, the people of Newry are denied access to it. That's my own personal belief. But we need to be very careful here on the governance issues around the programme board. And I think that Councillor Stokes is playing politically devious.
Okay.
In terms of, he knows that offer of a meeting with the councillors was made,
I'm gonna
think that is incredibly dishonest of him to do that. And you know what? If this continues to go on, Councillor Stokes and Councillor Savage are going to be known as the protesters of progress in Newry City. And shame on them. Absolutely shame on them.
Councillor Mulgrew, you've been in the chair and I wouldn't have shouted over you, so please let me continue. We're getting into the territory of debating something that's on an agenda for your group next week, so I'm not taking any more comments here, folks. It's on an agenda item that's going to the project board next week.
Chair, I must come in. I have been just... Councillor Mulgrew has accused me of being dishonest.
You cut rushing off.
Gary, please, I don't want to get back and forth here.
I would ask Councillor Mulgrew to please withdraw that accusation of dishonesty. That's all.
Right, but we need to move on here, Councillor Stokes. I'm sorry, we're moving on to the next item. Do we have any other matters arising in terms of the SPNR minute? Councillor Savages, now is this regarding a different item or is this the same agenda item? Michael, are you on mute?
Yeah, sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, is this the same item or is this a different item?
It's the same item, but it's actually the item, not the item that has been discussed. It's the actual item itself.
With all respect, we're trying to move on here. There's an agenda item. It's going to a board next week. So that's
this relates to the actual item in the minute, Chair.
Okay. Yep. What's the item then, Councillor Savage?
The item in the minute, and it relates to the proposal that was made at the SPNR that night. That everybody was privy to who was at the meeting that night, which I made, were in this position that we find ourselves in. We are running into difficulty, and unlike what Councillor Mulgrew has said to me, I am for progress in Uri, but I want to make sure that we bring everybody with us. And, you know, let's be honest, we did ask questions right along the way throughout the path of this project to date. And we were told by officials that there had been positive advanced discussions with the parish on this matter, and that they were at an advanced stage and going positively. Now, things have taken a dramatic turn in a different direction. Ahead of that, and having heard that on the ground, I made a proposal at the SPNR meeting on that night that we should, as a council, be prepared for whatever comes out of the consultation, that we look for a potential plan B and we look at other options if, for example, we run into difficulties with this. Because unlike what Councillor Mulgrew is saying, I want us to develop a new office complex as part of the regeneration scheme. But if we run into difficulties and problems with it, it's only prudent that we look for a plan B. And that's what was proposed at the meeting on Thursday night meeting of the SPNR. That's not standing in the way of progress. That's looking for solutions to potential problems that may halt the project.
I'm getting mixed up here. What exactly are you proposing there? Obviously, the consultation's underway. There's a project board next week that the church item, which I understand, is separate. But what's your proposal? Because obviously,
the proposal that I had made in the minutes, which was that the council consider engaging with other private entities who have projects on the table that include a grade A office accommodation as a potential plan B for the site of a civic centre if we run into significant difficulties to ensure...
Well, what's different, Michael?
Pardon?
If that's your proposal that's on the papers that's in front of me, you're repeating to me what I can see in front of me here. What's different?
What I was doing was clarifying what was said, because Councillor Mulgrew had said that what I was referring to was standing in the way of progress for the city, which is couldn't be further from the truth. It was about providing solutions if we ran into difficulties. It was about being positive, not being negative at all.
Okay, we're moving on. We're moving on, folks, with that item. We're on to the next one. Is there any other...
Can I speak as an early councillor, please?
Is it the same item?
Laura, Chair, does my mandate not count? No. Am I not allowed to speak?
What do you mean, Gavin? Of course you can speak.
Other councillors have spoken, and our Newry councillors. I'm asking you, can I speak?
Okay, go on ahead. But
thank you very much.
Okay.
I, like other councillors, have concerns that the parish have highlighted what they perceive is not the way forward, and I would like the parish to meet in the next regeneration meeting, and I'd like a vote and a recorded vote on that.
But Gavin, that's already an agenda item. That's an agenda item for the project board next week. That's appearing on an agenda for the project board to decide that next week.
I am asking for this to be a full council meeting.
Okay, thank you, Gavin. Just taking direction here from Drina. Obviously, in terms of the governance, we've got the project meeting on Tuesday with that request in front of us. There seems to be governance arrangements in terms of putting a proposal forward right now without the officers being aware to advise us whether that's something that actually we can do legally. So I think we need to go through the actual proper structures and let that item go to the project board on Tuesday and then move on from there. Okay.
Chair, could you put it on record that I'm very concerned about why the parish on Sunday past have highlighted that they're very concerned about what's going on, and we have been told, and certainly I've been told, that everything has been going smooth when it's blatantly obvious that that's not the case. And I want to know what we need to do is sit everybody down in the room and then we'll be able to get this resolved.
Okay, Gavin, your comment.
I actually want this to be taken off vote this evening. Am I being denied a vote? Sure.
You haven't been denied a vote at all, Gav. At this point, nobody's come in to second your proposal, which is what you need, first of all, for a vote to be put to the floor. So at this moment in time, you don't have a seconder. I think it's also important that if you did have a seconder, we could bring in Doreena to advise us legally where we stand here. So you've now got a seconder, Councillor Brown. So don't, Gavin, be saying that you're denied your vote. Absolutely, you can put forward a proposal.
I merely asked the question.
Councillor Brown now has seconded your proposal. So before I put it to the floor, I need to bring Doreena in to advise us where we are, because I know Council Mulgrew and different members here have mentioned governance issues. So we need to make sure that what we're doing is right and proper. So if I can bring in Doreena here, if we bear with us.
Okay, so there's been a request for one stakeholder to come into the project board. I personally don't have the terms of reference for that project board in front of us, and none of the, this has obviously come up tonight, none of the officers will be able to give you as councillors full consideration of what that means. However, councillors put a proposal on the floor and he has a seconder. If all councillors wish to vote in that, obviously that's your democratic right as officers. There have been an accusation from Councillor Malone tonight that he has been misled. That's something that we obviously do need to pick up, and that'll be done outside of the meeting with Councillor Malone as to what evidence he has for that. But we can stand in your way, but as officers, we cannot advise you of the governance implications without proper time to give it due consideration. But, Chair, you can go ahead with the vote if called upon.
Okay, so we have a proposer and a seconder, so we have something on the floor. Certainly we can put that to a vote, bearing in mind the information that Doreena has presented to us as members. I don't want to open this whole thing up. I see Pete Byrne and Roisin Mulgrew are both looking in. Can we keep it as brief as we possibly can? We do have a proposer and a seconder for a vote that is going to go to the floor. If you want to go in there, Pete.
Yeah, no, I'll keep it brief, Chair. It's just on point of information. We all signed up as councillors on the programme board. I think we all signed off on SPNR and ratified it full council, the governance arrangements, and we've got a stakeholder engagement forum of which we bring stakeholders. We have a list of, I think the last time I checked, 43 stakeholders. And there is a forum set up that we call those stakeholders in to engage. So, I mean, if we're going to just rip up the governance arrangements to say that we can take a stakeholder out of those 43 and bypass the stakeholder engagement and go straight to the programme board, what precedents are we setting? And are we going to turn the programme board back into a working group? I mean, we all agreed that wasn't the way to do it. The issue with the meeting is not an issue. I've absolutely no issue with the meeting. I think everybody on the programme board wants to meet. There has been a request for a meeting to the programme board, and because of the governance arrangements, in my role as joint chair, we can't just ignore the arrangements that's there. So, you know, the seven councillors to meet before next Tuesday with the parish, I think, is absolutely the perfect forum to do it, or to convene stakeholder engagement. I mean, have we a right to rip up the terms of reference of this programme board and go over the top of it tonight? I don't know where I stand as joint chair on it. And the last thing I will say is, when we get into the programme board, our obligation and our role on the programme board is to drive this project, and it's not political. You know, the politics isn't in, it doesn't come into play on the programme board. We make recommendations based on the information in front of us to SPNR, and that's where politics can take place. You know, at the end of this, we'll make political decisions within SPNR, but I want clarity on the governance arrangements that we can just bypass stakeholder engagement, and what does that open up for future meetings of the programme board, because I know there's going to be numerous requests for presentations to the programme board, and I think it's going to really hold this project back.
Thank you, Pete. Councillor Mulgrew, and we've got a number of Councillor Mulgrew, Councillor Clark and Councillor Taylor. If we can try and keep things as briefly as possible so we can try and put this to a vote, even though we don't have the appropriate information to go to a vote, but obviously there's a proposer and a seconder. Councillor Mulgrew.
Yeah, Chair, I mean, this is just turning into a complete and utter circus. And you know, we all have sat, myself and Pete Burns are the co-chair, and at the end of every meeting we ask, are all councillors happy with the decisions made? Whenever the governance was being drawn up, everybody was asked, are you happy with this? And everybody was yes, 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 yes. And, you know, the offer of a meeting with all of the elected representatives was made via Councillor Stokes was the person that contacted one of our council officials. It was then sent on to myself and the co-chair. We offered them to meet with the council. We had grave concerns about us meeting a individual stakeholder. As this independent consultation is carried out, there will be an opportunity for everybody to speak their mind. There will be a number of workshops. We can absolutely convene a meeting with all stakeholders because everyone must be treated as equal here. We are actually just making a mockery of the governance structures which we as councillors set up. And it would appear to me that when things get difficult, certain people duck their head and pretend they don't know what has happened. You know, we are part of this process, and I think what we are doing is very, very foolhardy. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get this level of investment into Newry City. When you look at all the other things that are happening, the Southern Relief Road, our park, development of Warren Point Port, and we are going to mess about until we lose this opportunity, and that is totally unforgivable. You know, the mechanism is there for us to meet with the parish and all other stakeholders, and that is the mechanism that should be used in this instant. And if they choose to meet with us, as was suggested before the meeting next Tuesday, I certainly am more than happy to change my schedule around to make that meeting happen. That offer was made to Councillor Stokes before Easter.
Thank you, Roisin. Councillor Clark.
Yeah, Chair, just to probably agree with the previous two speakers, they are the co-chairs of the programme board. They represent the majority of the council, if you take it, the SDLP and Sinn Féin. So they are speaking on behalf of the council, but the makeup of the board covers all political parties. So that's where the meeting needs to take place. Laura, you mentioned at the start of, you know, your introductions about Castle Allen Forest Park and the Arboretum and about the 2.6 million. That took us 5 years to get there. We haven't had this messing about. So if we continue down this route of messing about, trying to delay things, stall things, you're going to jeopardise the project. And I think that's the point that probably the two co-chairs are making. And I can understand if the parish or we were through similar issues. I remember trying to get the school site and stuff in the parish. It gets complicated. But I think let the project board and the two co-chairs, they're the elected representatives, let them deal with the issues with the parish and discuss the issues with the parish. We don't need full council to discuss these issues. I think we're making a mockery. This is time delivering for the people. We're talking about Newry. And it continually comes back about Newry. And the amount of money we're going to put into Newry, regenerate Newry, and the negativity come from astonishes me. So I think we need to stop the messing about. I think you're right, sir. We send this to the project board and let them make the decision and send it to SPNR.
Thank you. Willie, Councillor Taylor.
Thank you, Chair. Charles, I've listened to the discussion to and fro on here on this issue, and certainly my own point of view, I serve on the board, and you know, my interest on the board isn't political, it's an interest of trying to develop Newry. You know, I'm someone who was born and raised in Newry, and I want to see the city develop, as I think it not only benefits Newry itself, but the wider district, and it brings the potential for future investment, and then I want certainly my family to grow up in an area that's prosperous, and then I think this all plays an important part in that. But I think we'll have to be frank as well. There appears to be a significant issue developed here, and we do need a frank discussion about it at some, you know, fairly soon. And I certainly don't want to interfere with anything that would compromise the governance arrangements in place, but we do need a discussion on this issue. And if the programme board needs to have that on Tuesday, we must have it. And there must be no attempt to try and deflect away from the issues that are in place here, because there is a very serious issue that could potentially impact on this project. And it's not enough, and I know there's been accusations about certain councillors putting their heads in the sand. I don't think any of us can put our heads in the sand on this. There's a major issue developing here that we need clarity on. And I certainly want clarity as a programme board member, because I want to ensure when I'm taking decisions on anything regarding to the various projects that we have full information in front of us. We've been told at one station, we were told that discussions were positive. From what I'm seeing on social media, and I'm not saying who's right or who's wrong in this, but from what I'm seeing on social media, there appears to be a counter to that. We need to get clarity in this as to where we all are as councillors to make us all ensure that we're getting informed decisions being made on this, these projects, because these important projects are vital to the prosperity of Newry and indeed the wider district, but we need to make sure that all the decisions that we're taking are fully informed decisions. And that's why I certainly want clarity. And it's not any attempt to try and destroy the integrity of the programme board. As a member of that board, I want that board to function in the way that it should do and the way that will benefit everybody in this district. But I also want to ensure that we're getting all the information in front of us to make informed decisions, and I think we need clarity on this issue fairly urgently. And that's why I'm keen to discuss this issue with the parish sooner rather than later. If it needs to be done through the format of the councillors, so be it. But we need that discussion. That's where we need to go in this, and we need to go in this fairly soon to ensure that all the council is making a proper decision going forward. And I don't want to see these projects fall. And I know there is controversy regarding certain projects, but I know that these projects can bring much benefit to the area, but I want to ensure that they're brought forward in the best way possible, that there's no ill feeling on it. So, as I say, that's where my position on this. I don't think we need to hold in this, and I think if we need to iron out these issues at the programme board on Tuesday, so be it. But I am also clear that we need to have a discussion with the parish and do that fairly quickly.
Okay, thank you. David, Councillor Stokes, you want to back in there briefly?
Right, briefly. I think it's important, Chair, that you yourself asked for advice from officers, and no officer has said this evening that officers have offered to go off and check, and I think that's perfectly reasonable. But no officer tonight has said that what is proposed is against any governance arrangements. And I think that's important, Chair. Thank you.
Councillor Savage?
Chair, I was going to propose that we take a 5-minute recess before the vote was taken, if that's possible.
Yeah, okay, I'm content with that as well. I suppose just before we go off to have that recess for 10 minutes, say, there is an agenda item for next Tuesday at the project board that would deal with the parish in terms of consultation and engagement, so that's already there. I appreciate we have a proposal that's been proposed and seconded by a member and has to go to a vote, but if we can bear that in mind whenever the vote is being taken. So it's now 7:01, if we can reconvene back here in 10 minutes time at 7:11. Thank you. Oh, sorry. Catherine, you're looking for the wording of the proposal. Yep, I can bring in Councillor Malone again. Gavin, can you repeat the actual wording of your proposal, please?
Yeah, I can. Sorry, sir. Can you hear me?
Gavin, yep, go on ahead.
That the next board meeting that we invite the clergy, our chair, I think it's very important that we all sit down together to address problems, and I would like to just say that I'm not here to argue anybody. I'm hearing one side of a story from the church.
Okay.
And senior management tells everything's going well, and to be quite honest, it's blatantly not the case.
Okay, Gavin, we've got the word in the proposal. That's enough just to clarify for Councillor Owen there. So if we can meet back here, it's now 2 minutes. We'll say 12 minutes past 7, if that's okay, and we can reconvene the meeting then.